Nah, she ain't gonna lie. When I first got the email, do black women need charm school? I was like, taken aback. And then I read and I was intrigued. We have interracial dating expert, author, and blogger, Krystalyn Karas, and you've probably seen her on major networks to talk to us about not only her blog, which I find very, very interesting, but what she means by charm school through the pink pill. Thanks for talking to me today, Krystalyn.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You actually are an expert at navigating the course of multicultural dating.
I've been in this space for quite a bit of time, since 2010. I entered the space when I got my book deal for Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed. My publisher gave me 2 years. And my agent said, hey, you should start a blog. So I started a blog, and, you know, I was talking about my experiences as I was writing this book. I was getting feedback and realized there was this community of black women who were really trying to find a sisterhood and of like-minded women. And so when I first started, there was a lot of resistance. You think there's still resistance now, but back right. then it was really, yes. really a lot.
Yeah.
And what has happened between 2010 and the last research from 2015 is that interracial marriage has gone up 33% in black women. We're also seeing companies who are making an effort to represent these mixed race families. It's not out of the kindness of their hearts. They know that this is an up and coming power couple. So now you have a lot of people who are like, well, me too. I want to do this too.
Yeah.
And maybe they've had very insular, let's be honest, the black community is very insulated in terms of how we relate to each other. Yes, we all go out and, you know, we work in various positions, but it's very different socially. We track back to what is familiar to us. So it'll be the community, it'll be our, you know, our friends, cousins, sister, girls, and it's very insular. So when you are trying to then expand your options and go outside of what is familiar to you, sometimes that means that there's oftentimes a different cultural communication that happens.
I want people to go to your website, beyondblackwhite.com. They're going to get more details. But tell me a little bit more about the personal development course, the pink pill, and how it all ties together.
The reason why pink pill is a little bit of a departure from what I usually focus on, which is interracial relationships, is because it falls into a holistic spectrum of how we relate to coworkers, people who we want, if we want to up our social network, but also not just rah-rah, oh, you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself. And no. I'm giving them step-by-step. Here's what you do. Here's the website you need to go to. Here's how you get into this space. Things that a lot of us, we didn't know because I don't want to speak for you, but my parents are from the country. They're from Texas. They told me to go to school and don't bring home any babies. Well, I brought home a baby, but I did go to school.
But there's a lot of people
who think that we'll learn all of these softer skills through osmosis. If we just get that education, we get that master's degree, then somehow we're going to learn how to know which is the salad fork and which is the butter knife, or we're going to know how to introduce people from rank. But just because we got a degree in marketing, because we got a master's degree in something else, those softer skills, if you don't learn them, there is a hotel right now in New York City that does etiquette classes. They charge $800 a session.
This
is extremely important.
Yeah.
The higher you get, the higher echelon and the goals that you wish to reach, whether it's with relationships, society, or with your job, the more you're going to have to understand how to navigate in those spaces. And those people are populated from people from all walks of life. So this isn't just about black women. You ain't got no class. Everybody else does. You don't. But I'm speaking particularly to black women because I am a black woman.
It's a module for people to go through, but it's like having an online mentor, because having mentored girls, you know, sometimes they don't know. There's things I had to learn and get refined about by the time I was 25, 26. So this is all the way around, not just culturally for dating, but in any environment. You got some interesting blogs too, Krystalyn.
Thank you.
BeyondBlackWhite.com. And also click on the pink pill. Maybe it's you, or maybe somebody in your family needs that little refinement.
Polishing up that diamond. Maybe you need to cut away a little bit of the dull parts, but then you polish it up and it's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Krystalyn. Love what you are doing and hope to talk to you again soon.
I would love it. Thank you so much. This was fun.